Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed well over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. And helping families and birth mothers grow through the adoption process is really important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, please dial 347-850-1100. Again, we would welcome your questions or comments at 347-850-1100. And I'm real excited today to be speaking with Holly Radovo. Holly, are you with us?
I sure am, Jennifer.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here.
You bet. I'm glad that I can participate in this today.
So for our listeners, a little bit about you. You are on the Adoption Associates Board of Directors, and you personally have been touched in your life by adoption as well. So if you wouldn't mind kind of picking it up right there and sharing with our audience how you came to be a board member with Adoption Associates and your personal experience with adoption.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I just feel it's a tremendous privilege to be on the board of directors of Adoption Associates. I have such high regard for this agency and for everybody who works there, and just the real mission that they have and the passion that they have for adoption and adoption issues. It's obviously a passion that I share personally. I came to be familiar with Adoption Associates when my husband and I made the decision that we would like to have our family built through adoption. And we did a little checking around, and everything we heard about Adoption Associates was really what we were looking for. And we had made the decision that we would like to adopt internationally. So Adoption Associates had a very good program with adopting multiple children who are non-biological siblings, and we chose to do this through Russia, and we brought our two children home in 2004. They are now 14 and 12 years old, and they have been just a tremendous blessing to us. Also, Jennifer, I guess I should mention that I myself am an adopted child. My parents adopted four of us. None of us were biologically related. We were all actually special needs adoptions. And so for me personally, adoption equals family. That's what I know a family to be. So by extension, when I was asked if I would be interested in being on the board of directors at Adoption Associates, that was kind of a no-brainer, so to speak, for me. Absolutely, I wanted to do that, and I wanted to be involved in any way possible to promote adoption, for not just for the benefit of the children being adopted, for the benefit of the parents, also the birth families. I think Adoption Associates does a great job in terms of really working through every member of that triangle of adoption.
Absolutely. So, Holly, what do you like about being a board member? And also, maybe share, if you could, what you have found to be challenging also in that role?
Sure. Well, I love, and this might sound a little funny, but I love it when we have our meetings, which we only meet, you know, maybe four times a year, but just to hear about what is going on in the world of adoption. That's a really wonderful part of being a board member. I guess you could say it's the behind-the-scenes information that we get. stories that we hear that you can't help but having your life touched by hearing these different things. It is indeed, Jennifer, challenging to be a board member in the sense of every adoption agency out there today has, you know, similar struggles, and they're primarily financial, to be completely honest about it. It's obviously, this is a not something that is a something you go into looking to make money per se, and so as a board, one of our tasks is to find ways to raise funds to fund the agency so we can continue to do the work. I feel like our agency has been so blessed with the board members that we have been able to have. Their commitment level is just incredible. We have board members that are spread not only through the state of Michigan, but even in other states. We are all adoptive parents. And so for us, again, adoption is a passion. And it's been a wonderful experience meeting these other board members, hearing their personal stories, seeing what they're doing in their families, what their adopted children are doing in terms of, you know, just making their lives more full. So to me, it's just a wonderful experience all the way around.
Right, and I think that's a great point. You know, the board members being of different backgrounds and from different geographic locations is just reflective of our agency as well and the clients that we serve.
Yep.
Which
yep.
is wonderful. So if you would, Holly, let's transition a little bit and talk about the upcoming Adoption Associates Gala. I know there's a lot of buzz and excitement about this right now. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we each year in the fall, we do our Adoption Associates Gala, and we've been doing this now, boy, perhaps 7-8 years now, and it is a really exciting time for us. The last number of years, we've held these galas at the Frederick Meyer Botanical Garden and Sculpture Park in Grand Rapids, which is just a beautiful location for an evening like this. What we do is in the evening we have a featured speaker or performer, and it's a sit-down dinner. We kind of ask that people come in business formal attire, so it just makes it kind of a special feel for the evening. We start the evening with kind of a fun activity, which is usually a silent auction sort of thing, and appetizers. People mingle when they come in. And this year, we are really, really pleased to have Christian comedian Mike Williams back with us. He was our featured guest last year, and we all loved it so much, and we got such great feedback from the guest that we booked him again for this year, and he was willing to come back. If I can just take a minute and talk a little bit about Mike. Mike has just a very compelling adoption story himself personally. He himself was adopted when he was a child by a Christian family through a connection that his birth mother had with the mailman, of all things, and it's a really, really awesome story. He himself now is an adopted father, and he does a lot of work with birth mother and birth family education in the Dominican Republic now. He has a number of different foundations he has set up there. And then, you know, you have this wonderful personal component and personal story that he has surrounding adoption. And then add to that the fact that he's a comedian, and mm-hmm. you have a pretty great evening. So this year's gala is a little bit of a different date. Normally we've been doing this later in November, so we're a little earlier this year. Our gala this year is October 8th, and that's a Saturday evening. We start with the silent envelope auction at 6 o'clock in the evening. Our program begins at 6:15. 6:45, and then the dinner starts at 7. Like I said, it's a sit-down dinner, and then Mike Williams will be entertaining us and also sharing more of his story. So it will be a great event. We're really looking forward to it.
It sounds like it. What about the theme? Is there a specific theme for this year's event?
You know, what we have really been focusing on is the past couple of years is a theme that is uniting hearts, creating families. And that really, to me and to the other gala committee members, really, I think, sums up what adoption is, uniting hearts, creating families. I really don't know a better way to explain what makes up adoption. So that is our theme again this year.
That's perfect. Yes.
Yeah.
So I think you mentioned 7 or 8 years is how long we've been having the galas, right?
Yeah.
And do you already have a sense or an idea of anticipated number of attendees at this year's gala?
You know, we average probably around 400 people that come to these. We have had over the years, of course, depending on the venue and that sort of thing, we've had a fewer or we've had even more. We have had up to close to 600 in the past attend these events. So it's kind of a big deal. And I think there's a lot of people that put it on their calendars and look forward to it year after year and are very faithful in attending. And then, you know, I'm also happy to say, Jennifer, that every year we seem to get new people who come and people who bring their friends along. And, you know, one thing I'd like to say, too, that is really, I think, a little bit unique to our gala is that there is no cost to attend the gala. It's free. Yes, it is a fundraiser, and yes, we do ask for, you know, a charitable contribution at some point in the evening, but you don't have to buy a ticket to attend this event. So for anybody who might be listening that might, you know, be interested in coming to this, we'd love to have you check it out if you haven't already. And if you've been before, great, come again.
Right. I'm glad that you mentioned that, that no tickets are necessary. What about, maybe take us a little bit behind the scenes. I know that you talked about the comedian that will be entertaining that evening. What else can you tell us in terms of what's gone into the behind the scenes planning of an event of this size?
Sure. You know, we have a committee, obviously, and we've been meeting perhaps once a month, really, for the last 9 to 10 months. And the process really just kind of follows, you know, making a decision who our headline event is going to be each year and then, you know, nailing down a date. Then we start working with the Frederick Meyer Garden in terms of planning our menu. You know, we also start making plans for things like working with the florist that we work with each year and what are the centerpieces going to look like. We start getting information out to various underwriters and sponsors of the event, seeing if they're, you know, interested in underwriting again for another year. And, you know, this is another great thing in terms of really, the people that support the agency, we have a wonderful list of underwriters that year after year step up. And again, each year we seem to gain new underwriters in that as well. We start contacting people that we think might enjoy the evening, might want to host a table. And let me just explain that a little bit, too. You can
sure
host a table, and really all that means is that you invite maybe 8 to 10 friends, for a total, I should say, at your table who might want to enjoy the evening with you. And again, there's no cost. There's nothing like, you know, you have to sponsor a table or anything like that. You just say, I want to attend this event with some of my friends. And so we, you know, we talk to people about that, and it's a lot of fun. Our meetings are a lot of fun. We throw out different ideas of how the evening might run. This year, we decided that during the hors d'oeuvre and silent auction time. We're going to have some chamber music playing. Last year we had a jazz band that played, and this year it's going to be a little more cello, violin, piano, that sort of thing. Another neat thing about this is that this year we're holding the gala during Art Prize, and the Frederick Meyer Garden is a venue for Art Prize. So if you're attending the gala, not only do you have the opportunity to see the Frederick Meyer Garden, you're going to have an opportunity to see the Art Prize installations because the gardens is a venue this year. So those are all things that as a committee we work on behind the scenes. We try to figure out, okay, the timing of this event will be good here or there, and we have a lot of fun as we're doing it.
It sounds like it. And so when did the planning of this year's gala first begin?
It really begins right when the last one is done. We start talking right away, you know, and start, you know, brainstorming in terms of what we want next year's gala to look like.
It sounds like something that you really enjoy, Holly.
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. I've been part of this committee for a number of years now, and I look forward to it every year. I really just haven't grown tired of it. So,
what is the board of directors hoping to accomplish with this gala?
Well, as I said when I was explaining, one of the things that we as a board of directors have to deal with is the whole issue of being able to fund an agency that works in adoption. And so, you know, this is a fundraiser, and we do have certain things that we as a board and as a committee also are always looking for. I guess I would say certain special areas of funding that we hope that we will, you know, be able to further through the monies raised through the gala. And if we've got time, I'd love to share a few of those special areas with you.
Yes, please do.
So at the gala, when we ask people, you know, to give, there's really four kind of specialized areas of giving. And people that attend the gala, they may select any of these four that they want their contribution to go to. And one area you can select is just a little box you can check that's, you know, wherever the money is most needed. And then the board will direct the money that way. There's another area you can select, which is called domestic outreach, which is really important. And this is a program that Adoption Associates does where they work with social workers from hospitals and pregnancy resource centers in terms of educating social workers on how to present adoption as an option to pregnant women. And that's an area that's been growing. Our agency's presence there has been growing. So that's a wonderful special area. Of course, there's always our third special area, which is our international programs. And a lot of the money that is involved in that goes to humanitarian aid in the countries that we partner with for international adoption. There's a fair amount of money that needs to be provided in different countries, you know, to the orphanages, to develop the orphanage programs there, that sort of thing. And then there are something called a Grants for Adoption Families. And this is a great program that Adoption Associates has to help families be able to afford adoption, particularly if they're adopting a child with special needs. And if you're a family that's thought about doing this and you are concerned that financially you're not going to be able to handle that, this is a program that Adoption Associates offers where they look at the situation, they look at the special needs of the child that might be adopted, and grants are offered for those families, which it's really a tremendous program. So that's really the fourth area that the board really looks toward the gala to help with the funding of.
Mm-hmm. Those are all really wonderful causes.
They are,
and
yeah.
Gives us a little more insight about, you know, why we're doing what we're doing and why the gala even exists. Yes.
Exactly.
So
yep.
It's a really, really fun and exciting night with an awesome purpose. So if someone is interested in participating or wants to attend the event, maybe they're not in a position to host a table necessarily, but how can they reach out? Who could they contact with questions or if any way they want to be involved?
Absolutely, yeah, and, you know, I certainly hope some of the people out there who hear this might, you know, be encouraged to attend the gala. You don't have to host a table. You can come as a, you know, single person, a couple, with a friend, however, and we will find a place for you during that evening. It's as simple as calling Adoption Associates Jenison office, and the phone number there is 616-667-0677. And whoever answers the phone, all you have to do is say you're interested in attending the gala, and they will make sure that they get your information, they give you the information that you need, and you will be on the list to attend the gala. Now, we do have, I should mention, we do have a date, which we really should hear from you by if you'd like to attend, and that is September 23. So you've got a couple weeks yet. But please don't hesitate to call in and, you know, make a reservation for that. It's really very simple. Like I said, there's no cost to attend, and we'd love to have people there.
Sounds like a wonderful night, Holly. And thank you for your time today and for sharing some behind-the-scenes information about this really exciting event. I can feel the excitement that you have for this, and I'm in your passion as well, and I'm sure that our listeners have heard that as well. So again, for those of you that are listening, if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates or interested in more information about our upcoming gala, please give us a call at 800-677-2367. Again, 800-677-2367. A big thank you, Holly, to you for today.
Yep. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
And remember, everyone, we're live every Tuesday at 11. Next week, we'll be speaking with an adult adoptee who shares her story of searching for her answers and making sense of her own adoption story. Another way to connect with Adoption Associates, for those of you that are interested, not only by phone, but you can reach us on Facebook or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. Hoping that you can tune in again next week. Thanks for being with us on Adoption Focus today. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.